A new book charting the lead-up to the 50th International Eucharistic Congress was launched here at Vatican Radio. Taking part at the launch was the General Secretary of the Congress, Father Kevin Doran. He spoke to us about the countdown to the event.
We're here at the launch of this new book, looking at the Camino, the way of the Eucharistic Congress, where it's kind of come from. With less than 100 days to go, a book like this, it's come a quite a long way, hasn't it?
It has, actually, and it is a little bit like the Camino, because if you walk the Camino starting at the beginning in France, you meet relatively few people. But then when you cross over into Spain, all the different routes come together. And we've found this with the preparation of the Congress. We are now a group of 39 people actually working full-time on the Congress. And then there are parish groups all over Ireland. And then we're aware at the moment of little groups coming from all sorts of places around the world, like the most recent one, 10 pilgrims from Kazakhstan, who are almost packing their bags already in order to come to the Congress. And we're really looking forward to welcoming them.
Just giving us an update of how things are going with regard to, you were talking there about people coming, but with regard to volunteers, all the things you'd expect to hear about with a Congress like this.
Well, there are, as you say, just less than 100 days to go, and there's a great consciousness of that among the team, and there's a certain nervousness, I suppose, because it's coming whether we're ready or not. We will be ready, but there is a sense that there are so many things that are beginning to come together, and there's an excitement about that. We have now 1,200 volunteers. We have 7,000 people registered for the Congress, about half of whom come from outside of Ireland. And the programme is more or less complete at this stage, with guest speakers and artists from around the world, as well as from Ireland.
What about parishes? Parishes not just in Dublin, but around Ireland themselves. How much are they getting into the spirit of things?
Well, I suppose parishes are like people. Some of them are more enthusiastic than others. But in every diocese, there are places where the Congress is being not just promoted, but being lived through the pastoral preparation program, the catechetical program that we've put together. And even in order to be here today, I had to get a friend of mine to go to a parish about 100 miles outside of Dublin in order to do a presentation of the Congress to a group of people next Sunday, some of whom were at the last Eucharistic Congress in Ireland in 1932.
We've heard a lot about the Eucharistic Congress bell, and all churches in Ireland are being asked to toll their bells for 2 minutes on St. Patrick's Day, that's March 17th, when the actual bell will be here in Rome.
Yes, the bell is coming to Rome for St. Patrick's Day, but we also got word just yesterday that it's going to be received at the audience by Pope Benedict on Wednesday the 14th. And that's very exciting because I suppose in a sense it brings the Congress close to the Pope. And the bell really is the symbol of the invitation to the Eucharist. The story is that when St. Patrick invited people, or when St. Patrick formed communities, Christian communities around Ireland, he gave them a bell. And the bell was the way that they would call people to the Eucharist. And traditionally in our parishes that has been the case. So the bell of the Eucharistic Congress is a way of inviting people to come to the Congress, to come to the Eucharist, or perhaps even to come back to the Eucharist.
As you say, on the day of the patron saint of Ireland himself, it's a nice touch.
Yeah, and we've actually put together, there's a ringtone at the moment available for people to download from iTunes, where they can actually have on their phone the ringing of the Eucharistic Congress bell. So we hope that a lot of people might just do that.